Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone to leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Whether you use iTunes or not, it just takes a couple minutes, and it means a lot to us. Also, please support our sponsors, BSN, HowMuchYouBench.net, ThePowerMagazine.com, and CavemanCoffeeCo.com. This episode is also brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at thepowercast.com/audible. That's thepowercast.com/audible. There's over 1,500 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. One of my favorite audiobooks of all time is Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you're looking for a way to be your own boss, that's a book that will light a fire under your ass. Now, let's get the music started.
Fat Dick Lickerson.
Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
Huh?
Wow.
Whatever you say right now, the whole world's going to hear. Yeah. Don't say anything stupid.
Don't fart.
I'm just going to be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, we have mics underneath the table to pick up all flatulence.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing, trying not to fart.
Girls don't fart.
That's a fucking lie. Girls on steroids fart.
A lot. Alongside Silent
Mike and Jim McKee. Way too much caffeine.
It's awesome.
All right, before shit gets weird, Quest Nutrition is going to do a quick giveaway. I need you guys to head over to YouTube's.
Ayo.
Are you familiar with YouTube's?
I've heard of it, I think.
I've heard of it before. Give me one of those goddamn cookie dough bars. I love those things.
It's like a Google for videos. You can just Google, like, cat farts, and then boom, a video of a cat farting pops up.
Where is this on?
It's YouTube's.
YouTube's. Never heard of it.
YouTube.com.
Yeah. So go there. Type in Tim Ferriss on Becoming Jason Bourne, Inside Quest. Subscribe. And go into the comment section. Let them know that the PowerCast sent you.
That's a lot of instruction.
Ayo! No, it's two things. Just let them know that the PowerCast sent you. Write that shit in the comments. Type, enter.
Ayo!
And then maybe you can win some shit.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That's it. What are you, a DJ?
I'm your hype man.
Yeah, that
I'm making
horn.
It. I'm making it hype.
No, it's good.
Oh, you're the hype man.
Yeah.
The hype woe man.
Woe man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. What is going on?
This is all these farts from different animals.
Yes. Cat farts. Googled cat farts. I'm telling you.
I did, exactly.
Dude, why are horses so jacked? They have like vascularity in their thighs and shit.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
It's from the Anavar.
That's
probably actually true, huh?
Yeah, 20 milligrams of Anavar.
But you're not even joking. Like, they probably beef them up.
Yeah.
There's just farts flying left and right over here. It reminds me of my house.
Rhino. That's so cute.
It reminds me of my house. My kids are farting all the time. I'm farting all the
time. That rhino reminds me
of
you.
It's a good time. You guys are staying there.
Nice.
Yeah, you're staying in the flatulence
house.
You're
screwed because Bart's farts are deadly.
They are.
They're horrible. You'll lose. People get pissed. Like, if we're having a legitimate meeting, he farts, the room is cleared immediately.
Has anyone ever died?
I just about almost had a conversation with God.
What's the issue? What do you think?
I don't know. It's usually the healthier the food that I eat, the stinkier the fart.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish
you're
I was
allergic to healthy food.
But if I eat McDonald's, it's like odorless.
Is it just because you're eating seaweed all day long?
I think it's the same. Yeah, seaweed.
Yeah. That's weird.
Do you have trouble digesting like vegetables and shit?
I don't know.
I think
what it is.
I think like broccoli will make anybody fart.
Yeah.
The trippy shit is after he takes a shit, the bathroom smells like nothing happened. It's just as
roses.
Oh. It's just as hard.
That's very odd.
Your shit don't stink, huh?
It's because you have a gaping butthole. It just lets it out. It just opens up and lets everything out.
I'm going to crack open some caveman coffee.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Oh, cool. I'm not peeking anymore.
What does that mean? Stop being a nerd.
Peeking means like blowing out the system. Like it just sounds like...
I thought that meant like you're getting strong for a powerlifting meet.
I never get strong. I never peak. No.
I sound gay for some reason.
We need more components, I heard.
No,
yeah, maybe that's why you're
peaking. It's only $300.
That's a hell of a deal. Go to HowMuchYouBench.net for more components.
Something. Need something. Well, we're here today with
What is that noise?
Is there a powder going on?
There's like a YouTube video of farts going on in the background. We can hear it.
Yeah, how can we hear it?
Oh, my God, it's still going on.
It's not going on to these poor podcast listeners, but we can hear it. A lady's farting on her cat. That's fucking rude.
That's horrible.
Is that what we're hearing?
That's what that lady's
apparently,
doing.
Apparently, yeah.
God. Oh.
So did the podcast start already? Or
no.
No, when? No.
You guys got the email of the script, right?
Yeah.
Smelly sent that over? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We're good then.
Yeah, now's the part where you talk about the thing.
Yeah.
Bart?
Oh, go for it. Take it away.
Yeah, so there was these components.
okay.
Yeah. And then so
that's
like,
how it started.
There's about two or three of them. And then it's hard to choose which one you really want. So usually choose the one that's on the side. because the one on the side is the one.
The black one?
But you don't want it on the front side.
No, no, you don't want the black one.
It's on the front.
They want the backside one, the black backside one.
Whoa. Hmm. Are we still talking about components?
Yes, sure, that's the one that's the most recommended.
The black backside?
Components.
So the whole point of this show is kind of make sure that nobody understands what we're talking about. And that and that people stop listening at a certain point. So hopefully people have already dropped off.
Yeah.
They can't hear anything we're saying now. We can say whatever the fuck we want now. That's the whole point. You try to kick them off early.
Who's here? Smelly, you didn't even introduce our guests.
I know. I was about to, and then we heard cats farting.
Cats farting.
We're here today with the owner of Barbell Brigade, Mr. Bakwan.
Yeah, Mr. Bakwan.
There's the bow.
And we're here with Gio, and I'm not sure how to say her last name, but I'll just...
Is that your real last name?
That's actually my middle name. That's Gio Antoinette.
Stage name?
Stage name.
Antoinette. I don't know how to say it. I don't know what I'm doing.
It works.
That's a French-ass name.
Anyway, all you really need to know, is that Gio is hot and Bart is not. And,
I like that.
I like that, too.
So, Bart, you know, when are you just going to just, you know, make her just sign up? Like, just, you know, when are you going to put a ring on that shit? Just
Team
so
Quan.
Just so she doesn't get away. I mean, what if she gets away?
Yeah. Who says I want the ring?
He just needs to trick you or something. Yeah.
It's actually the other way around. Like, she's been trying to get me to sign something.
Oh, shit.
But I'm a traditional person, so I'm waiting for her to get it on her knee.
Mm. Oh, she won't.
But she won't do it.
That's not happening. I'm not down with
that.
Well,
if she doesn't get on her knees, and a whole lot of things
are
happening. Hey now, what kind of show is this?
Whoa,
goddamn. Hey now.
Components. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but it's happening in September, actually. We're going to get married in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you forgot.
Yeah. I think I'll be
That's
there.
That's great. Let's play a little trivia here. So this is only one person can answer. Mr. Bart Kwan.
Yes.
You didn't bow.
What? Mr. Bart Kwan. When did you guys meet? What's the date? Do you know?
Components. We met, I would say, probably... Oh, this is when I was in junior college, and we met through mutual friends probably like 8-9 years ago.
That means you went to a party and banged, huh?
Ew, that's gross. We don't do that.
She bangs. William Hung.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Well Hung.
Mm-hmm. Well Hung.
Whoa.
Huh?
Let's see. What else we got? So
he didn't even answer the question.
Yeah,
He sort of.
Right. 8 or 9 years ago through mutual friends.
All right. Yeah. I just don't listen to you.
And where did you meet? At a party?
I think so.
No. We met just a bunch of friends hanging out. We think we had a lot of kickbacks back then. So it's probably at like a friend's house.
What's a kickback? I'm unfamiliar with this.
Okay. So kickback. I don't know if it's a familiar term.
You're not raging.
Yeah. Party is like music's loud. You can't hear what anybody is saying. Kickback is like the music's low. And
maybe it's during the day.
And you can count everybody that's
in the
room.
What's the decibel point that it goes from kickback to a rager?
Let's turn this thing to a rager.
Yeah.
It's about like, I don't know, 12 decibels. Okay.
It's on the right. Pick the one on the right.
Yeah.
What's his favorite song, Gio?
Oh, what's his favorite song? Oh, shoot.
You guys suck.
He has a lot of favorite songs.
Uh-oh.
Me and Mark would be better at this.
Current that he really likes?
He likes this Justin Bieber song.
Ding, ding, ding.
Which one is that?
It's the new Justin Bieber with Diplo and Skrillex.
He just got so excited.
Yeah, bing, 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 bing. You're going to start singing it for us.
Awesome.
I knew you guys would think
that's my girl.
Oh, my God.
That's the truth.
All right,
I've never heard that. Is that what you're going to PR to today?
Possibly.
Yeah, let's turn it up.
I should play that.
Bieber is
PRing in my gym, buddy. Sounds gross.
Bieber's never been playing through those speakers, I don't think.
Dude, I'm down with that.
It's more of a Skrillex and Diplo song, but then Justin Bieber's on it. But his voice sounds
nice. It's a Bieber song.
It's a Bieber song.
He's not like sampled off another song. He's like legitimately singing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Legitimately singing.
Damn.
What's Gio's favorite thing to do other than lift?
Probably talk shit about me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Behind your back or in front of your face?
Usually in front of my face.
Of your face.
Yeah. Like her favorite thing to do is when I tell a glorious story about myself. I'm like, you know what happened? Earlier I did this. And she goes, no, you didn't, you fucking dick. I'm like,
all right. Yeah.
Yeah, put him in his place.
That's what every girl's there for.
Yeah.
You guys do a lot of videos. You're all over the YouTubes. You got podcasts and all kinds of shit going on. What's some stuff that Bart does behind the scenes that people don't get to see?
I don't know. I think everyone gets to see everything that he does because the way he is behind the camera is exactly how he is in front of the camera.
He's an asshole 24/7.
I saw you in a bikini a couple times. Did you see multiple.
Yeah,
like,
is this a thing? Are you going to talk about
this?
Well,
I get it. Like, you know, you do comedy, you throw the bikini on once to get a laugh, throw it on twice, more views, more laughs. Throw it on three times. I think you just like being in a bikini.
Did you see the pubes, though?
Yeah. I screen capped it. Sent it to Smelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just man fluff.
Spank, bang.
No comment.
That's great.
So gross.
You could have at least stuffed a little bit.
Yeah, wow.
Or maybe worse. Maybe worse stuffed. I don't know.
I was stuffed. Yeah. I stuffed really hard, but
stuffed to the max. Still just didn't register.
The socks were just cold that day.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what's up with what's up with Barbell Brigade? When did you guys start that place up?
We started it in 2013. We officially opened in October.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You remember that date pretty well, but you didn't remember the meeting
years,
date.
Right?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Too much time has passed.
Just met her somewhere. who cares?
You know, we actually hated each other when we first met each other. So
I
thought
she was a bitch.
Oh, is that Latin Asian gang thing going on, huh? Just coming at each other.
Yeah.
That was exactly
Switch
it.
Switch blades and fucking Fast and Furious shit.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what
she
happened.
She was in a lowrider. I was in a Honda Civic.
Yeah. That was you falling off because you didn't like her. Yeah.
That sounded like my fart. What made you guys start the gym?
Actually, it's I have to give a shout out to the 24-hour fitness down the street from my house. So randomly, I just wanted to sign up.
You just hype up every story.
It's kind of after the fact, though, rather than before.
I'm gonna hit the best PR today because she's gonna be screaming.
Like when there's late breaking news, there's the noise first, and then the late breaking news.
That's like this the Jamaican after. Horns. That's the this best sound too.
Yeah, so I used to do like bodybuilding. I just work out for fun, and then randomly I wanted to sign up for a powerlifting meet, and then I was training at 24-hour Fitness, and then I realized half the things that I was reading online I couldn't achieve there, especially like deadlifting. Like you just have to put the weights down slowly.
They didn't have a steroid shop up front. Yeah, your goals were a little out of your reach.
Yeah, how many steroids a month do you sell out of your gym? Do you guys think?
I think about to estimate like 20 gallons.
I think that's right.
Oh, gallons.
That's moving.
That's a lot different than pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit!
I almost did a spit take of my caveman coffee over my keyboard right then.
Pushing weight. Why doesn't Rick Ross rap about gallons?
I don't know.
Is that how you guys have your dough?
Yeah, is that, I mean,
it's mainly from the steroids.
Is that even the right measurement? Or
no? Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
gallons, right?
Yeah, that's how I take them, by the gallon. There's no other way to take them. There's no other way to do it.
70.
No megs, nothing.
So the 24-hour fitness just sucked.
It sucked ass. And then I was
you
looking.
You guys know each other at that point?
Yeah. We were already together.
So we were looking around for, I guess, a more hardcore powerlifting, functional fitness type gym, and there just wasn't any in the LA area. So me and Gio. We were like, okay, what if we just rented one of those containers, put in the back of the JK office, and we just work out of there.
You're already doing YouTubes at this time.
Yep.
Yeah. And then...
That's kind of Kelly Starrett-like. Kelly Starrett didn't really have a gym for a long time. He just had like a...
Parking lot.
Parking lot, basically.
Yeah.
And he had a little cover over top it. And this is in San Francisco. It's windy and it's fucking freezing and wet and it's the cold
grind,
all the fucking
the
time.
The hustle.
Yeah, and he had a container that had like a lot of his equipment in it. He'd pull some of it out, they'd train with it, put it back at the end of the day, and that was it.
Yeah, that was our idea. And then we pitched that to about like 20 of our friends to like all contribute some money, and we would just give the key to the lock to like 20 people. And then everyone was like, dude, I'm so down for it. And then that's when me and Jill were like, oh shit, what if we just open up a legit space? So we just started reading like a, what's that thing called?
A business plan.
Book. They're called books, right?
Business
plan. I've never seen one.
Business plan book, because all we know is online at this point. We don't know anything about brick and mortar businesses. And then after a year of studying it and just kind of putting our ideas together, we opened our first location in Monterey Park.
Is that the name of the book? The business plan book?
Something like that.
It's probably like...
Business plans for dummies? Or...
Yeah, one, yeah, two, yeah, three, business plans. Tomorrow.
Did that really
help? I don't know.
That's cool, though. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it really helped a little bit. But I mean, I think what helped the most was the fact that we already had like an online presence.
Right.
So we were able to like kind of survey our fan base and just be like, hey, guys, so we have this genius idea. If we decide to do this, would you guys want to do it? And then the response was super positive, and we're like, oh, shit, I think we're onto something here.
I think the thing that helped the most, though, is that we had a pretty clear vision in mind because we knew exactly what we didn't want and what we wanted.
Right.
True.
So it was, if with a goal in mind, it's not just like, oh, how do we like build a successful gym? We're making a gym that was fit for us, and we knew exactly what we wanted. So I think that was what helped us like cut through all the bullshit.
How big was that space?
Like 2,000 square feet.
Because I think that's when I first kind of found you, whatever year that might have been, a couple of years ago.
Were you no looking offense. For us?
Yeah, I was looking. Yes. But, like, I didn't watch your comedy, to be honest. You know, like, all I did was read Meathead stuff. And so I saw you lifting. And I saw him with bands and chains, kind of conjugate style. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's what we do up here. Started working for Mark at that time. Reached out. And then now we're family.
That's awesome. That's
now it. We're all in love.
Yeah, when we first started communicating, you were just starting or just opening the new gym. You were like, oh, you might as well wait because the facility I have is kind of small, and yeah. we're moving into a bigger spot. And now the spot you have now is how big, 6,000 square feet or something?
Just
like
about, like 5,500.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the coolest gyms
what's,
I've been to.
What's the goal with the gym now, that you kind of have I'm sure you always want more, but yeah. like, what's the goal with the gym now? Like, what are you trying to do with the gym?
Maybe put in, like, a ping pong court, treadmills, you know.
Ping pong, that's very Asian. Yeah.
I know.
Chess, yeah. bowling,
hey,
Xbox.
Wait a second. Now, are you solely responsible for the Asian community in powerlifting?
Oh.
Because
she has something to say about that, actually.
Honestly.
No, I'm being 100% serious.
I'm going to be 100% serious when I say yes. Because when he first signed up, this
you're
was...
You're like the fucking Bruce Lee of powerlifting.
Yeah. No, it's great. I have a good story after this, go.
As much as I hate Bart, like, yeah, I have to say that, yeah, I feel like he...
Why do you even hate me to begin with?
Because you're gross.
That's just what happens. Like, when you
no,
love someone, you just
hate
them.
No, we all
hate
you. Just make that clear.
Oh, okay. There's a thin line between love and hate.
Yeah. There's, like, a decent Asian community or group, community, whatever, Asian people are at the gym Super Training used to be out of, and I teach a class there, and there's a couple guys in there, Asian guys, and I wore this hat. You know, and I was like,
let's call them Orientals.
Yeah, a bunch of Orientals.
Yeah, that's a good name.
A bunch of Orientals are out there.
That always works.
Yeah. Are lifting, and
that's
I wore
PC.
This hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I wore this hat, and he's like, oh, like, Just Kidding Films, like Bart. And it's got Mark Wong, if you're listening. And I was like, yeah, dude, Bart's a homie. He's like, I've been watching his YouTube forever. And he's an Asian guy that likes to power lift, watches your comedy.
Ayo,
you're
Asian.
Everywhere.
Do-do-do-do.
Ding a ding a ding 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 ding.
Nailed it.
Where's the Asian hype? You only have the
Jamaican
horns.
No, that's racist, dude. I'm not doing that.
Oh, sorry, Oriental Geo.
Is there any particular reason why Asians are flocking to powerlifting? It kind of seems like it's a surge from them.
Yeah, why not weightlifting?
I don't know. Ask Geo.
No, I have no idea. Well,
you've analyzed this?
She's
writing a book on it.
You were telling me the other day.
So, I mean, the way it happened and the way I saw it happen kind of was when he first started powerlifting, he did the Camp Pendleton meet, and it was about, like, I want to say maybe like 40 to 60 lifters at that time. They were all white. They looked
like
they
you
were,
guys. Like you guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
like you guys.
Handsome,
fucking honky.
Successful.
Yeah,
hung
super
like
honky.
A horse.
White
yeah,
trash
all that.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then I was like, dude, everyone's old and like fat and horrible looking here.
Old and fat. Nailed it.
And then the only the
present.
Only-
Here.
The check. Only Asian guy was Bart. And
oh, did I do that the wrong time?
Mark was singing the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
It was.
Hey, man, just trying to contribute. Just trying to make it entertaining, you know?
A witch riding a bicycle around the house.
That's exactly what I heard.
That's amazing.
That threw me off. Yeah, and then we documented it, and then we threw it up online, and then people were like, oh, shit, so I can do other types of training. I mean, because we have, like, a really huge Asian demographic, and then when we threw up that documentary, or that he was about to start making a documentary, a lot of people kind of started, like, paying more attention to powerlifting. They were like, dude, this is super cool. Like, it's not just bodybuilding, because it seems like that's kind of what everyone starts off
with.
I think that's why I think Bart started it.
How many channels you got going on? You got one.
Yes, personal ones.
And then you got JK as three.
Yeah, under the
six.
JK brand, there's yeah. five there.
What's JK? What is that?
So JK is Just Kidding. So we have Just Kidding Films, and that's like a comedy channel. We have Just Kidding News. It's like a comedic talk show. And then we have Ask the Feels. It's like a dating romance channel. And then we have Just Kidding Gamer, which is a gaming channel that we're not really a part of, but we just control the branding of.
You own them.
Kind
exactly.
of, yeah. And then we have Just Kidding Party, which is kind of like this game show.
Like
and
lifestyle challenges.
A lot of self-torture type stuff.
So
yeah.
who like runs all this shit?
We have a whole team. So we have a...
How many people?
8 full-time and then 18 total. So we have like another 10 part-time.
And editors. You're like heavily involved? Both of you are heavily involved in all this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What's a week look like for you guys?
Oh, shit.
So it's we have it like we have a pretty good workflow now. So Monday through Thursday we commit completely to Just Kidding Films, which is like the whatever.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Are you just kidding?
You're just kidding.
Super serious.
So So Monday and Tuesday we either
There you go. You got it. There we go. Bart's trying to tell a story. Go ahead. He didn't know how this whole interview thing goes. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't go well.
Last time he ever comes here.
Monday and Tuesday, we do either full days of filming, and our filming days would be like, so if we do Just Kidding News, for example, we would film from like 10 a.m. all the way until 8 p.m. at night, and we knock out 40 videos that day. And then so we'll either do that, and then Tuesdays we have our admin meetings where like we meet with our respective departments because we have all these channels that we have to run, whether it's like creative, you know, like business or whatever. And then Wednesdays we film again, and then Thursdays we film again.
And Mondays we film again.
So how did you get a lot of this stuff started? Was there some sort of investor or something, or you just started going?
It started with just webcam in a college dorm room.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Hey, we really started.
Jim, here's where you cut.
That
the,
wasn't, yeah, I wasn't involved
yet. Webcam.
Yeah, webcamming.
Bikinis.
What the hell?
Money was involved.
Yeah, this was 2007. It just slowly grew organically, yeah.
Very cool.
It went from like making $1,000 in like 6 months to like $1,000 a month and then like $1,000 a week. It was just slow, gradual growth.
How is it making money?
Pretty good now.
No, I mean, how does it make money?
Oh, so on YouTube, we put the videos up, and then YouTube, they run ads against our videos, and then so we get a split of the ad revenue. Oh,
so you're running directly from YouTube and not, you know, AdSense, not one of the networks?
Oh, we're with a network, with the network. Collective at this moment, yeah.
Shout out to Collective. Wah, wah, wah.
We hear good stories and bad stories about those. Like, what's your experience with
the networks?
Yeah.
It depends if they know your content or not and your relationship with the rep. So we've been with the Collective for, this is our third year now.
Uh-huh.
And our first two-year contract, they really didn't do shit for us. But we did do we did get two brand deals, one with Clearasil and the other one with Scion.
Brand deal mean, what's that?
So brand deals will be like, they'll get these big like Fortune 500 companies. They'll come.
Clearasil, like the eye fucking thing? Like is it eye drops or something?
Like pimple,
skin stuff.
I wouldn't know about any face wash or something. I don't need it.
Whoa.
So like these big companies, they'll come down and they'll like, okay, we want to run an ad and hit this demographic. And they'll find a channel that can exactly hit that demographic. And they'll drop a large sum of money for you to make a custom video for them. So that's considered a brand deal, yeah.
Yep.
And they're like one-offs. And then so they gave us a couple of brand deals, but it wasn't anything significant. And then finally, I think they started to understand our content a little bit more and they knew how to push us. And then they got a few other people from other companies that I guess were that came on that were already fans.
Right.
And then so now we have some huge advocates on our side that are constantly pushing us. So in year three and year four, things are looking pretty good.
Anyone who's listening to this, basically the gist of it is this is some pretty serious shit. And you guys work on this how many hours a week, you think? 50, 60, 70? I mean,
oh, shit.
It's probably kind of nonstop. Even when you're not working, you're probably still working.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably like 50 or 60 hours in a course of 4 or 5 days.
And then what's the deal with the clothing line and stuff, the Barbo Brigade stuff that you guys are doing now? What's kind of the end goal with that, and how'd that get started?
You want to talk about that?
That actually started before we even opened up the gym. We were like, okay, well, we want to keep the gym private. We don't want any sort of investors involved in any of this because it's going to get all messy. So we were like, we're super broke. What are we going to do to get money? So then we're like, hey, we can start a clothing line. And that's kind of how
it started. Start webcamming.
Yeah. I know, we went the wrong way.
Sick bastard.
We started that.
Components.
Yeah, a lot of components. And then we started that route, and then now we're trying to develop it and just make it like its own like streetwear, fitness inspired street brand.
Where can people get it?
At barbellbrigade.com.
So
so
confusing.
So what about the real pass? So YouTube's kind of what you do: work, gym, film, lift. But like, where'd you start? Where you grow up, Bart?
I grew up. So before I was 15, I grew up in a city called Cerritos. And then afterwards, I grew up in the city called Monterey Park.
All L.A. area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all Southern California L.A.
And
area.
What was childhood Bart like? Playing sports, lifting weights?
Horrible kid.
Doing nothing?
Burning buildings.
So during the time where I grew up and during that era, it was like hugely gang infested in the L.A. area. So I got into a lot of trouble, got expelled from a lot of schools, and that was kind of like my past.
But you're so nice.
Yeah, I'm a really nice guy, actually.
But you were just a dickhead back then.
Well, what happened was, like, back then, gangs were so, I guess, prevalent that the cool kids at school weren't the jocks. They were the thugs. So when I was 15, I lived in Cerritos. And so that was what the cool thing was. So everyone wanted to become a thug and do crime. And then I was into that whole scene. And then when I got kicked out of school and I moved in with my dad in another part of LA, that's when I saw, cause Cerritos is actually a middle class community. When I moved to El Monte, that's when I realized, okay, these guys are real gangs. I was just like play thugging. This shit is fucking real. So I was like, I want out, because the gangs that were going around at that time,
How old were you when you're?
This is when I was like 15 or 16. But okay. The gangs that were going around at that time, if they wanted to do a drive by, let's say at your house, at Mike's house, if Mike wasn't there,
is that because I'm white?
No. I'm just.
Oh, all right.
They'll just shoot
you. Put it at anyone. There's only white people in this room.
But like, let's say they wanted to do a drive by at your house. Yeah. If you're not there, to just shoot your grandma.
Oh wow. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's like the type
of
gang called
back then had more integrity and like, you know, when he moved,
you're a classy ganger.
Yeah. The gang culture that I found out in this other part of the city, I was like, this shit is like war. It's like third world countries type shit. Yeah. So I was like,
did you have a gun?
I had a gun before, yeah.
God damn. That's some crazy shit.
Were you also in the military or am I way off?
Oh, that's later on. When I was
Well, not when you're 15. I didn't think you were a Marine, but
no. Yeah. Later
15
on,
15 Marine.
Yeah. So then after that,
that's a webcam show.
15 a Marine. Yeah.
Check out my helmet.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's weird.
Sorry, Gio.
When you were when you're
younger,
now.
I didn't want to hear that.
When you were younger, growing up in that environment, were you angry?
I think I was. I mean, I came from a broken home too, and then I'm the only child, so I think I didn't get the type of attention that I wanted, and I didn't get pushed. I think like when you're at that age, you just want to belong in a culture.
Right.
And then I think if you had a positive upbringing, you'll get pushed into the academic culture, athletic culture, or maybe like skate culture, something to kind of like identify yourself with.
Right.
But I didn't really have that. So it's easy to just fall into like delinquency.
Do you have any of that aggression in you now that gets distributed in different ways?
I guess only when I lift.
Yeah,
for sure.
I guess I'm intense lifter? I don't know.
Yeah, were you a hothead
he's
growing up?
Intense, for sure.
I was.
Yeah. I found the same. Like, I was a huge hothead.
Well,
but
look,
then,
like Kobe,
going to
Kobe Bryant, you know, is not out shooting people, but
yeah.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he's
you know, like,
the court,
he wants to destroy, like, his opponent. You know what I mean?
He's a basketball player. They put the ball through the rim. It's not ping pong. It's not bowling, but it's what we do in America.
Somewhere in between. But you see a lot of people do that. They take their aggression or their passion or whatever it is, and they are able to kind of pour it and channel their energy into more positive things.
Yeah.
All right, back to the better of the half. How'd you start, Gio?
Oh, shit.
What's the childhood?
Dude, my childhood is super boring and vanilla compared to his. Like, just regular
Why
kid.
Vanilla? Why have all flavors?
Because it's plain. It's okay.
And delicious.
She likes
us.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
No, I mean.
She announced she's moving to Sacramento. Sorry, Bart, you're gone.
You're out.
Oh,
you're off the team.
Sorry. Nothing crazy with me. Grew up in East LA, but my mom and my dad were like, dude, you're not. I mean, we have a house here, but you're not growing up here. So they made me grow up in Monterey Park, same area as him, surrounded by nothing but Asian people.
Did everybody always think you were Asian?
Yeah, for the most part. I graduated high school, didn't do anything crazy. I didn't have any crazy aggression. I didn't join any gang. Went to college. Yeah, that was pretty much it. Like,
what'd you
go
to school for?
I went to school for business. I graduated in marketing. I'm doing none of that right now.
Well, you're kind of doing some of that.
Business, yeah.
All of it. And marketing, kind of. like in what all of us do, like what you do is marketing, right? You market yourself, you market your YouTube.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
up here marketing even though we're your friends.
True,
like, this
true.
Is all,
true.
You're doing it.
I guess I am, but whatever they taught me and whatever I paid for, none of that.
Mainly you're a pain in the ass though, but.
Yeah, and I'm awesome at that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Kind of your job is to be a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
Get paid for it.
No, why not?
BAPIA.
Bart, what age were you when you started making different choices?
So I think when I graduated high school, I didn't really graduate. I picked up my diploma in the summer when I was 18. And at that time, since I'm the only child, I was like, damn, I'm such a fuck up. I feel so bad for my parents because they only have one child and he got kicked out of so many schools.
Right.
They must feel like their ovaries and sperm just created the worst loser in the world.
So the Asian guilt kicked in.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then so I was like, oh, shit, I got to like at least do something where they can attend some kind of ceremony. That's when I joined the Marine Corps. And then when I graduated boot camp, my parents came down and they were just both crying. And they're divorced, so they're sitting on different sides of the bleachers, but they're both crying. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was crying too. And I was like, all right, I got to change my life.
That's cool.
How long were you?
I was in the reserves for 6 years so I could like finish school and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was in the reserves 6 years. Yeah.
What'd you go to school for?
Originally, it was pre-med. I was doing the whole traditional Asian route.
Oh. Trying to check balls.
Yeah. Check balls. And,
that's
and,
it.
Balls and
sack. And the doctors do.
Ball check.
And then.
Cough.
And then I fell in love with comedy like halfway through. Through the webcam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Comedy.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that was a real joke.
Hilarious.
So at some point along the way, you said, I feel funny. And with the comedy, like I feel like I can do this. This is resonating with people.
It wasn't even so like, I wasn't even conscious of it. It was, so this is when YouTube first came about. And then my friend, Joe, who is my current partner now, he sent me this video.
Partner? How do you feel about that, Gio?
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, life partner?
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that.
He sent me this video where he records only half, the bottom half of his face. And he drew eyeballs like right here. And he talks about how like he's like really sad. And then so I thought it was hilarious. And at that time, I thought it was just like MySpace, but with video. So you just share with your friends.
Right.
So I made a funny video to send to him, and I linked some of my friends. And then like over a course of a week, it got 800 views. And we're like, holy shit. Like we don't even have 800 friends.
Right.
So there's other people viewing it, and people are asking for more. So we didn't even know what we're doing was called comedy. We just thought we were just having fun. So we're just like, oh, let's just make more stupid videos.
I thought you guys were so stupid.
You're doing like, you know, the big companies call it like testing. You're like testing to see what works and what doesn't work. But you're just kind of finding it out your own way.
Yeah, and we didn't even know. Yeah, and it just kept growing. And then people asked for more. And then we just tried different characters. And then it just kept growing.
Back to the gangsta mentality back in the day.
Gangsta raps.
Like I always like to, whenever we have guests on the show that have had, you know, any issues in the past or anything, I just like for people to kind of give a message to, you know, people out there that are lost or people that are, you know, fucking up now. And I don't know, what do you have to say to some of the, you know, young kid that's maybe your age doing some of the same shit you're doing? What would you say? What would you say to a young Bart Kwan?
Ooh, that's a great
question. I'd probably like slap him and then tell him his life is good and be positive.
So Asian. Can you just talk and just use a little bit more logic?
A slap works.
What is
a
that?
A slap might work.
No.
Do you think you would listen to somebody when you were that age, when you were 15 and you were...
Yeah, yeah, I think, did you have to go through the mud to kind of find the...
I think if it was... well, at the time, I think I'm the type of person that had to go through the mud because I actually had a second cousin that was involved in a shooting that went to jail, but he didn't shoot the person. And then he came out and then he actually lived with us at the time. And kind of like he was just self-studying, like all the good things he learned in jail about discipline and about like being able to read and study and all that. Like I would just see him come back home from adult school and he would just study all day. And I'm like, damn, this is a completely different person. And that should have taught me something, but I think I was just too dumb to even see it.
Like, you were just too young.
Yeah. I was just
You're
waiting.
Smart. Don't put yourself down, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks.
You kind of had to go that route, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
So I know the question everyone wants to know is, what kind of Asian are you? That's like a top secret.
Oriental.
A delicious kind.
Ooh.
Mm. Is that true?
Yeah. Super delicious.
Mm.
Huh?
Wait. What?
Cam show?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Webcam? No.
Yeah. Your ethnicity is a secret.
Yeah.
Does Gio know?
Gio knows.
I have no idea.
You're lying. Nadim know?
Nadim doesn't know.
No one else knows, huh?
No.
Gio and your parents.
And Joe.
I hope his parents know.
He's half kung fu, half ninja.
Oh, right. That's his mix.
I can tell.
No samurai?
Nah, not today.
Oh.
Not today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, probably.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what kind of vanilla are you?
I'm Latin.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me hear some Spanish.
Hola.
That was great.
And that's
that was
it.
Horrible. Yeah,
that's it.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
How many subscribers do you have on these different YouTube channels? What's the combined? Do you have any idea?
Combined? I don't. Okay, so Just Kidding Films, we have about, I would say, like 1.4, 1.5 million. Mm-hmm. Just Kidding News, I think 1.2, 1.3 million.
This is all just Chinese people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Just Kidding Films is China subscribed, and then we have...
So we're getting close to 3 million subscribers already.
Yeah, and then Just Kidding Party, we have about 500,000. Ask the Feels, about 300,000. And then Just Kidding Gamer, I'm not too sure. That thing's just... We just relaunched it.
Yeah.
It's probably about 100,000.
Do you play video games?
No.
I know you said you're not really attached to that one, but
no.
Not at all.
Your own channel has how many? That's kind of predominantly powerlifting, right?
Yeah, now it's 400,000.
So what about you, Gio?
Voice. I'm close to 300,000.
Yeah. I know that YouTube is launching an app for gaming videos, like a separate app for gaming videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's smart.
Who Instagrams harder?
She does. She has way more followers on Instagram than I do.
What, 200,000 or something? Madness?
Something like that.
You know. Give us the number.
222,000.
547.
221.
Yeah. All right.
She told me the secret earlier today.
What is it?
Taking pictures of people taking pictures.
Oh, that's one of them. But I mean, everyone knows. Yeah, that's girls just have a.
That's meta
following.
As fuck, yeah. Right there.
Why doesn't my booty get that following?
I don't know. You just don't know how to pop it the right way.
Yeah, maybe we can do a selfie class. We should do a seminar on how to take selfies.
No, we should.
I'm dead serious.
Well, I mean, everyone knows guys and selfies. It doesn't work.
Yeah, Mark.
It just doesn't work no matter what you do.
No.
Unless you're part of the Shreds team,
dude. Shreds life. You're part of us.
Yeah.
God damn.
Hashtag Shreds life. No.
No, I don't know that.
Shreds.
Gotta
life.
Gotta get the right angle, the right lighting.
It's just the life we live. That's all. Yeah. Shreds life.
How are you able to build up these YouTube channels to be? Because a lot of people, you know, want to try to build their shit up, and
yeah, everyone's hopping on the YouTube train.
I mean, I know you said some of it was like organic, but is there anything? I don't know. Is there anything you did that was different or fancy that led to this many subscribers?
Yeah, I think the thing that we did, and I think a lot of people, they go, oh, YouTube's really saturated now. It's really hard to grow. And I think that's actually bullshit because there's always channels that are just coming out of nowhere and they get a lot of subscribers really quickly. And I think it's really – like Jenna Marbles back then was one of them. Like at that
time – That's a blonde girl that like rambles.
Yeah, everyone thought it was already saturated back then. But I think if you can make content that's true to yourself,
true,
then you'll end up reaching – all the other like-minded individuals that are just like you.
True.
Right.
So.
What if there's only like 10 people like me?
Then you'll have 10 diehard followers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And it's super basic and it's a super easiest thing that you can follow, but consistency is key. Like just be consistent. And that's where a lot of people fall off because they're like, okay, well, I'm going to do it for like 3 weeks. Oh, this is just way too much work. Drop off. And YouTube, like everyone's constantly uploading. So it's like it's easy to get lost.
Do you guys have a method behind that? Like how many upload per week, per channel type thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you're not going to share.
Well, so Just Kidding News. Just Kidding News is kind of like a machine, and so we
ain't sharing it with you. Fuck you guys.
Just Kidding News. We upload 5 videos a day. So
yeah. And, what the fuck?
So that's 150 videos.
Yeah. That's
a month.
What's the guy's name that has the most followers on
PewDiePie?
PewDiePie.
Yeah, he does like used to do like five or six a day, right?
Yeah. He's fucking crazy. Yeah.
That one is.
Is that,
he's got like a billion subscribers
is he a
or some
video
shit.
Game guy?
Yeah.
What's the? You guys probably know all this. What's like the top not demographic, but like a category on YouTube? Is it like video games or is it comedy?
Probably game. Comedy's pretty low, actually.
Comedy's above fitness, though. Yeah?
Yeah. I would say probably gaming, and then probably beauty and fashion.
Sure. Yeah, makeup and shit.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
When are we starting our fashion channel, Gio?
Oh man, I'm like the worst.
Really?
I'm.
You
so
got style. I've seen your selfies.
Yeah, style.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it. We should. This is good.
Now we're a partnership.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, Bart, you're out. We should do clothing that both guys and girls can wear, like beyond just a shirt. Yeah.
So like unisex?
You and I. Yeah, yeah. Like you and I wear the exact same outfit.
So the clothes that Omar Issaf wears.
Yeah. Yeah. He's already got it.
Shout
that's
out, Asmuff.
Somebody needs to make that little sound now.
I hate that guy. He's not even listening. He should listen to us. He would learn a lot.
He should listen to something.
Yeah.
Other than himself.
Preach.
Oh, my God.
Word to your mother. But that's not a bad idea, huh? That's not a bad idea.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, thank you. Man, I'm waiting for my hype.
Hey, you need that hype. Was the discipline in the Marines a shock to you when you went?
It was.
I mean, did you think you're like hardcore when you went in? Did you think you're hard because you were in a gang and shit like that? Or... was that chip already knocked off your shoulder?
Did you wear Timberlands?
Timberlands.
You didn't wear Timberland boots?
That's like an East Coast thing.
Oh, really? I didn't grow up in L.A.
Chucks, Cortez's.
Yeah. I wore Timberlands. I still have them. I should have brought them.
Reebok powerlifting
shoes. Are you from the East?
No.
Where are you from?
Like here, kind of.
Oh. Why were you saying Tim's then?
I don't know. That's what I wore. I listened to like DMX and shit. He was like stomping the fucking yard in Timberland. So
Mike's got a lot of problems. Let's try not to talk.
Yeah, he's been looking for somebody to identify with for a long, long time.
Yeah, like Save the Last Dance. Like I wore Timberlands. He was getting down in the club. That was me.
Nice.
That's the best soundtrack ever.
He thought he was trying to be Asian, but he wasn't even trying to be that. He doesn't know what he's trying to be
now. I don't
know.
Yeah.
Confusion.
Save the Last Dance, though. Yeah. Good, right?
Your references are so old school. That's why I think you're not 26.
Yeah. Yeah, I started watching BET when I was in diapers.
That's a good channel.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Yeah, it's a great channel.
Glad we agree.
What was your question?
Your discipline.
What about AET?
What is that?
Asian.
Oh,
yeah. Asian
that's
Entertainment
what they need.
TV.
That's what they need.
Called YouTube.
Oh, yeah. True. Okay. Yeah. True. True.
Yeah, no, he wanted to know if if your gangster life prepped you for Marine life.
Oh, no, it didn't. I mean, gangster
not
life.
Not prepped you, but like, did you think you were hard going in and then they fucked you up when you went in or what?
I think I was. Shock. I think I thought I was hard going into gangster life already, and then so it wasn't like one thing prepped me for another. I just felt like I was a certain type. Actually, okay. So I think I got my hardness from my parents because they used to beat the shit out of me. So when I first got jumped into the gang, I was like, "You guys are pussies because my mom beats harder than you guys."
I totally know what ethnicity you are now. I got it.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The beating. Yeah, got it.
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is
yeah,
all of them.
But there's one in particular. there's one. There is one in particular.
Statistically, there's one. Well,
there's one that stands up head and shoulders above the rest.
I didn't know that.
Let us know.
Go on.
Okay. So I had a really hard upbringing, and then the Marine Corps though, the type of discipline or the type of the way they like strip you down, it was pretty tough. Like the first month, it was constant. Like you couldn't expect what was going to happen. They'll wake you up at 3 a.m. in the morning and you jump in the shower for no reason. Then you run outside in the mud and you're training. So it's like 24 hours of training without any warning or caution of when it's going to start. And then so that kind of prepped you for anything. And then so I think like, I guess taking that mentality into college and everything else in life just became easier. But then now it's been so long gone and I'm comfortable. So I'm lazy now.
Fat and lazy.
Yeah.
I like it. Wake you up at 3 a.m. and hook you to the squat rack.
Yeah.
Make you do squats
all day long. No, you're definitely not lazy.
What's your best numbers, Bart?
What do you mean?
Gym lifts or a competition?
Like cheat raw or rah-rah?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No one cares.
My best squat was probably 455. I think it was like 2 years ago. And then best bench is 365 for a double.
Damn.
And then
weighing about 190.
Around there.
Yeah.
And then best deadlift was 545 about 2 years ago.
So with those numbers, he is pretty much with the amount of subscribers you have, the most popular power lifter in the world. I guess maybe behind, No way. Strength, what's the guy's name?
Oh, Holes?
Yeah, Holes.
No way.
He has more, right?
Does I don't 500? Think so. Not combined.
No, not combined. No. I'm just saying.
I think I'm right under Eric Lillibridge.
right.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
In his own channel, yeah. With your own channel only. Yeah. Elliot Hulse is the strongest.
Most popular, strongest. In powerlifting, but he's done strongman competitions.
Yeah. He might have. I don't know if he's done it.
I mean, he's lightweight strongman. Yeah. I guess I'm just talking about people that have competed in the strength world. Yeah. You know, it's amazing though because, you know, like years ago, like. The only thing you would see on YouTube is someone doing like a 900-pound squat and everyone would get all fired up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now it's like that's not as popular. People would rather get information or rather hear someone talk. A lot of times you're doing voiceover over top of your stuff. You're fucking around sometimes. Sometimes you're giving legitimate information. I think that's what people are identifying with better than seeing someone just squat 900 pounds.
It seems to me like it turned into a thing somewhere along the line where it was like, yeah, I mean, feats of strength are still a thing, but it's that personal connection, authenticity that you were talking about before. And it's hard to make a channel succeed if there isn't a face or two or three associated directly with it. And that's where people identify, and that's why they keep coming back.
Yeah, I actually read this article on the Tube Filter, and they're talking about the two types of relatability. Or like one was aspirational.
Uh-huh.
So that's like The Rock. And then you see him, and you're like, okay, like he's achieved so much.
Right.
He's fucking huge. And it's like, okay, I want to be like him one day. And then you have the relatable, which is like, okay, this guy's just like my brother, or I know someone that's kind of like this.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like when your homie
squats 450.
It's like when your homie gives you advice, you take it differently than if like The Rock or your parents give you advice.
Right. You've gotten advice from The Rock?
Only through his IG.
Oh, okay.
So I think on YouTube, that's what they're looking for, that relatability where it's like, okay, this guy is just slightly ahead of me. That's why someone as weak as me like can have more followers. And then they're like, okay, this guy's just slightly ahead of me, and I can actually learn something from him versus someone that's too far ahead, like Klokov, and then they're like, oh, wait, this guy is like too crazy.
He's a god.
I can't even do that. I don't even understand what he's saying.
Where do I start from?
You think Omar's relatability is because he looks like a Kardashian?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lost Kardashian. The Canadian.
He's pretty, man. I never want to take a picture with him because I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, the Canadian
hair in the morning. It's pretty crazy.
We have.
Oh, my God.
Why does he wear a stringer all the time? Like, I thought it was for videos. And then when we were visiting you guys in L.A., we bunked
nipple
together.
Nipple slip.
Yeah, and he walks out like his hair is like all fucking natted and shit. And he comes out in a stringer.
That's what you have to do.
Did he wear a stringer for the podcast?
Probably.
He's part of Team Noki. He's the captain.
Yeah.
That's why Noki, you got to show something else.
So weird.
It's balance.
You got to show the nipples.
What are your numbers, Gio?
Oh, man.
In the gym meet, it doesn't matter. No one cares.
I'm still a work in progress.
We all are.
225 squat, 110 bench, and like 303 deadlift.
Being 6'6", right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good squat, though. Like, it's hard when you're tall.
Yeah.
Long. Yeah.
You've competed, like, what, a couple months ago, right?
I competed in October.
Was that your first competition?
That was my second competition.
That was her second competition, and she was coming back from a back injury.
Yeah.
So for her to break the 300 mark on the deadlift was a huge deal for her.
Yeah.
What is powerlifting doing for you? Like, what attracted you to it, I guess?
Initially when I was working out, or when I started, I'll start back. I was an athlete. I played volleyball and I never really got into like any type of weight training other than like whatever our coaches wanted us to do, like dumbbells,
burpees
or
something.
Yeah. Really
random. You just didn't know much about it, or wasn't your thing sort of, or?
Well, I mean, I had that idea that like, if you lift weights, you get big. And right. I didn't want that, which is really stupid. I was completely ignorant. And then
powerlifting was for white people.
Well, it's not stupid. It's just if you don't know something,
fat
you don't know
white
people.
Yeah.
So.
Turn pink when they lift.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mark Smelly Bell. Yeah.
So then, you know, I got together with Bart, and he's like super into fitness, was doing the bodybuilding thing. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to get strong like that. I don't want to look any certain type of way. I just want to do the cardio bunny type thing.
Right.
Stuck with that. And he's like, honestly, you should just work out with me. He started doing more CrossFit, like WADs, and then he ran
WADing
into,
out.
Yeah, he was doing WADs.
I did all kinds of shit. Like, I started playing basketball, and I was like, how can I jump higher? And I would, like, look up, okay, cleans, and then box jumps. And
yeah.
So, like, for me, like, working out was just a means to become more athletic.
And then you drag Gio along.
Yeah. So we used to do all kinds of weird, crazy shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
On camera, off camera.
Webcam.
Hey
now.
Yeah, so he basically became my coach. I just trusted him with my fitness. And then we really got into – he got into powerlifting. He started getting me into that. And then I like being that female that doesn't do very femmy things. Like, I like to be pretty capable, and I like to do things that usually girls don't do.
That's why you wear a strap-on all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that thing's crazy. Dude, thanks for putting that on, by the way.
I feel powerful, for sure.
You look powerful with that thing on. It's kind of frightening, actually.
Yeah, so when he got me into that, and I started seeing what my body was capable of, and I wasn't, like, becoming a man, because then I realized, okay, well, to get muscle,
until you started
testosterone and
cycling a couple months
Anavar.
Ago.
Anavar, yeah. 20
gallons.
20 gallons. Yeah, 20 gallons a day.
Take a bath in it.
20 gallons every other day, actually.
Every other day.
Yeah,
every other day. Yeah. It's my bad. And it was great. I felt, like, super confident. I started getting muscle, which I never had, because I was, like, skinny fat, like, my whole life. And I was just like, dude, I feel super capable. I don't need men ever again. And then that's when the strap-on came in.
There you go.
What was the first muscle that you saw that you're like, oh, wow, I have like this muscle?
Yeah, girls
here.
Flex way more than guys,
it was,
huh?
It was here. It was my lats. Oh. Yeah, it was my lat. And like, I felt something sticking out. I was like, what the hell is that?
The fuck is that?
Yeah. And then Bart's like, dude, that's a muscle. I was hell yeah. I'm coming up in life.
Did that that kind of training, was it a lot different than you said you were a cardio bunny? Did it change your body a lot just going from – because a lot of people think like, oh, if I just don't – like women, I think a lot of times they don't eat, or they won't eat breakfast, and they'll try to starve themselves here and there, and they kind of have these weird weird style of diet because they don't know what to eat sometimes, and they're doing tons of cardio.
Yeah.
And they're not really getting results. Is there a big difference?
Well, at the time – so when we got together, we were like actually pretty fat. Because we would just eat whatever we wanted.
Pretty fat.
No,
I like
we were lean, and then we both gained like 20 pounds the first
time. That happens a lot with couples. Yeah, because you go and you hit up every restaurant. And
the relationship 20.
Yeah, she was 150, and then she got up to like 185.
I was never 150. When we met, I was not 150.
What were you, like 135?
Yeah.
So she came, like,
I would personally
pounds.
Like to see at about two bills would be perfect.
Who, me?
Yeah, 200.
Oh, no way.
200 even.
No way, no way.
Why not?
98, maybe.
You'd be so jacked.
Yeah, and I kept doing the cardio bunny thing. I wasn't properly dieting. I didn't know anything about diet. I just knew, okay, if I don't eat that much, how can I gain weight? So it was just horrible eating habits.
What was your favorite food? Like, did you have kind of go-to foods then, or
candy?
Yeah,
that's all I would eat. It was just candy all the time. It was
I remember, like, you know, coaching high school kids and stuff, and like some of the girls and stuff, I'd ask them like what they ate for like lunch, and they didn't have any breakfast, and all they had was like a couple of French fries at like lunch.
Oh shit!
Maybe some milk, and like that was it. Like,
yeah,
French fries and milk.
They didn't
want
to eat. They didn't want to eat like a burger because they thought the burger was fat, but meanwhile they're eating French fries. It's like, and then by the time they got to like dinner or something, they're hungry, so they're gonna, you know, just kind of engorge on whatever the hell they get their hands at that point.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening with me. And then I started learning more about, like, just eating nutritional food. Like, you know, I was eating oatmeal and then I had my protein and I'm like, oh shoot, like you actually get energy from these things. What the hell? And if you eat properly and consistently, like you feel better, you look better, you're actually losing weight. And I'm like, what the hell? This is crazy science. What is this? And it was actually fueling my lifts. And I'm like, dude, I don't feel like crap every time I'm trying to work out. I actually have energy. And it was just, it was great. It felt really good.
That's cool. What kind of diet are you following?
Right now, I'm just tracking macros. I think my calories, I'm on a cut right now. I'm trying to lean out a little bit. And I'm at 2,600 calories right now.
Ouch.
Do you count your calories and stuff as well?
Yeah, I'm also tracking. I'm at 1,800 right now. Yeah.
Do you guys have anybody helping you with that, or just do you just kind of?
I know enough to do it myself, but then I'm trying to like help Sarah with his. Sarah's one of our staff at Barbell Brigade. He's trying to start like a nutrition coaching thing.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm just letting
he's
him.
He's also like 6'8".
So I'm just letting him take control of my macros, and I'm just going to do everything that he tells me to do. Yeah.
Same. We're like his test rats right now.
Damn.
It's easier when someone's telling you what to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And you feel more accountable because now you don't want to let someone else down.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are your workouts like nowadays?
I work out 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, because it just fits perfectly around my work schedule. Mondays are lower body days, and then Wednesday's upper body. Friday is lower body, and then Saturday is bodybuilding.
Fluff and puff.
Why is the bench so high? Like, have you been bench pressing since you were a kid or something? Did you start lifting early?
He's got some big arms.
I mean, 365 for two reps is fucking good.
Yeah. I think because back in the day when I first started lifting, all I did was bench and curl.
Oh, it wasn't the slingshot.
I like that.
It was a slingshot, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
finally,
I was trying to
God
get
damn
at.
It.
The slingshot really helped my squat get up. So
yeah good, go. Good. Glad to hear it.
You're not catching on to the
hit. You just hit all the stuff you can hit. You can see in the mirror. You hit all those exercises up back in the day.
Well, back in the day, I just had like a little big five, you know, workout set. And then my dad would spot me and I would just bench and then curl.
Damn, working out at home?
Yeah.
I like that.
Does your dad lift it all?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Did your dad lift it all or?
No, not at all. Yeah. One time my dad's brother came to go visit and he would see me like this skinny little 15-year-old kid. Like, and I was like repping, I think like 170 on the bar. And then he would come and he thinks, okay, since I'm like this little Asian kid, he's like, I could definitely do this. And he gets on it and I unrack it for him and it just comes down to his chest and just caves out.
You stapled your uncle?
Yeah, I just started laughing. I was like, that's what you get, motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Take that, bitch.
I love that. That's awesome.
What got you into lifting?
Actually, it was all the older homies. So they all got out of jail and they're all yoked. And then so it was like our version of shooting pool or playing basketball, but everyone just lifted.
Or
ping pong. Everyone just lifted. So
biceps, chest, and then ping pong.
It was the Cali muscle workouts.
Yeah.
He's jacked as fuck.
Yeah, he's fucking jacked.
We saw him at the San Jose Fit Expo this weekend.
Is he nice?
Yeah.
He's ripped, too.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's ripped, too.
I've never met him.
Yeah, he's fucking huge.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
5'9"?
No, I think shorter. I think he's shorter than me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He's wide as a fucking house.
He's untall, but he's jacked.
Dang.
How tall are you, Bart?
Like 5'9".
Yeah.
There.
Same as he's.
5'9" and handsome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Too many winks. Too many
winks. Wah, 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 wah.
No, not for that one.
No hype for the man, love?
No.
Have you guys noticed like a spike in sales from Barbell Brigade stuff when you post videos and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. It's like direct... it's like direct traffic from videos or Instagram posts.
And you're not necessarily like on the videos, you're not really talking about this stuff. You're just wearing it. You're just squatting and deadlifting it, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it always helps when you directly say, hey, if you want to get the shirt, go ahead and get the
10%
shirt.
10% off
it
or something.
It always helps. But yeah, you don't want to be that guy either.
But not too much.
I don't want to be the guy that's always talking about like slingshots.
I think the culture on...
Wow.
I think the culture
you can't
on
overdo it.
The culture on YouTube, it's more organic. So if they see you thoroughly enjoying it, then they already have a tendency to go get whatever you're getting.
For sure. They call you out on your bullshit. Like, whenever we get, like, a brand deal, they're like, dude, you're trying way too hard. Like, why are you trying to sell us this shit? Like, don't do that.
Like, the first time I promoted a Quest bar, people got pissed. And I was like, I actually really like Quest bars, and I buy them on my own. Yeah. And it was an awesome opportunity for them to sponsor us.
Well, I feel like the culture in fitness is, you know, maybe 90s, early 2000s, is whoever's saying, like, this protein shake, you know, they pay their bills.
Right.
This gets me jacked. So then when you actually like something, like I rock this hat all the time, you know,
Thank you.
I rock these shoes or whatever, the Reebok shoes, like yes, I am with Reebok now, but I wasn't for the past 2 years. If I honestly didn't like the shoes, I'd tell Mark to fuck off, and I'd wear the shoes that felt comfortable. But I wear those shoes, you know, and that's – it's hard. It's hard to promote something you like because people do think you're full of shit.
Yeah.
And we try not to do that. I mean, we almost never do that.
YouTube is really unforgiving.
Quest bars, I mean, you know, there's so many different options of flavors. I think, you know, just about anybody's going to find a few flavors that they like
for
of Quest
bar.
Yeah. And not to, like, do a commercial for them, but we'll do a commercial for them anyway. They're low in calories. I mean, so anybody who needs a little bit of protein, you know, and it's, what, 200 calories in most of them about?
Yep.
A lot of other bars have more like 300. You
the
know,
biggest value
it fits
I find.
Everybody's, it just fits everybody's, like, macros pretty well.
Yeah, the biggest value I find is also the fiber that it has because a lot of times –
All right, you
people
fart
don't,
machine.
No, people don't get enough fiber in their diet, and there's like seven grams of fiber in there. So if you eat at least two of them, that's 14 grams right there.
He's for sure the poop machine, for sure.
We heard Furious Pete, the homie,
ate
150 of them
in
a
day.
One sitting?
In a day.
Oh.
Either
that's
way.
Still a fuck ton.
Dude,
what
his
do you eat,
poor
96
butthole.
Ounces of steak or something?
His poor butthole.
Furious.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All kinds
are you
of
the soundboard for JK?
No, just for
what
myself.
what is all this stuff you guys are doing? What are some cool things that it's led to? Like, I think you were in, like, fucking China or something, like, a month ago or something.
I just saw the video. Where were you?
Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia.
Yeah, what the fuck were you eating? I think the video just came up in the last week. I was watching that. It looked like an alien.
Oh, durian.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? I've never heard of that in my life.
It's
they were eating this weird gummy-looking pineapple,
thing, right? Yeah.
But it looked like he was eating an alien. He's
that
like, this is
we
terrible.
We should have them eat durian.
Those things are horrible.
I've never even heard of that. Is that an Asian thing?
Imagine this fruit.
It's disgusting.
With pumpkin consistency that tastes like garlic and gasoline.
And smells like.
Sold.
And smells like shit.
Literally.
But then you eat it, and it's so pungent and repulsive, but you can't stop eating it. It's really weird.
Because it's good?
In some places in Asia, you're banned from eating it in certain areas because it smells so bad.
Oh, a lot of hotels won't even let you bring it in.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Wow.
Does it taste?
This shit smells so bad you can't bring it in.
Does it taste totally different than it smells?
Yeah, because it smells like shit, but it tastes like garlic and gasoline.
I like it.
That's a hell of a combo.
And you can't stop eating it.
And it has anabolic properties, or why are you eating
it? Is it healthy?
Yeah.
I did some research on it, and then what I found out is it's super high in calories, and then it has a super high, what count was it? It was like some fucking weird mineral.
Is it fermented or some shit?
No. It's fresh, but it's like a, what was the mineral? It wasn't iron.
Yeah, potassium or some shit.
Some
high end.
Some crazy, it's one of those foods, like if you found them passed out and starving, if you gave them this food, it'd revitalize them immediately.
Yeah.
It's super high in calories.
It smells like shit.
Can you spell it for me?
Durian. Yeah. You could probably use it for nose torque if you really wanted to.
Yeah, it's just hard.
And that's
disgusting.
What they look like.
Yeah. That thing.
It looks so weird.
It
How big is
like
it? It looked pretty big, right?
Yeah, it's like
it's natural.
Like a pineapple.
It's natural. It's natty.
What?
Yeah. Damn. It's pretty crazy. Like, what makes you think that you can even consume that,
right? It's high in something that I read.
Distinctive odors, strong and penetrating even when the husk is intact.
Yeah, the place in your video, it looked like you were at like a, what is it called, durian? It looked like you were at like a durian bar. Like that,
that's
is
exactly
that,
what
that's
was.
All they had.
Families go there and then they just cut one open and they just eat it together.
And everyone throw it in the back of each other's cars and shit to fuck with people.
Yeah, like a stink bomb.
Yeah.
What is that smell?
That's so weird.
Variously described as rotten onions, turpentine, and raw sewage.
Can you buy it here in America?
Yeah, you probably have to go to one of those Asian supermarkets.
I don't think I've ever
I know
had
where those are.
I don't think it's fruit.
Out in,
I think so.
Out in Rancho Cordova,
I don't think I've
is
ever,
the biggest international foods market
I didn't know
I've
that.
Ever seen. You
but down
go,
by
they probably
Baker's
haven't.
Donuts. Have you seen Baker's Donuts?
No, what is
on
that?
On Instagram? It's just like a fancy, you know, boutique-y, whatever. Around there, there's a bunch of Asian folks. I'm sure we could find one.
You probably
You guys
can.
Should do a durian challenge.
That sounds so
It'd be
gross.
So perfect because you guys are white people eating durian.
Oh, my God. Well, I
Viral video.
Might throw up.
Listen to me.
Probably.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, we could do it. Well, let's do it. Let's do it
you
tomorrow.
You have to do it. I'm not doing it.
I'll buy some. No, you're white.
I'm not
You
white.
Count.
I'm Mexican all day.
I'm just as white
that.
As you.
It's just really weird to have a fruit that, like, stinks, you know? Like, oranges smell good. Pineapples smell good. Apple doesn't have much of a smell.
Yeah, I was going to say, even oranges and peaches or whatever, they're, like, the taste is way stronger than the smell.
Yeah.
You like faintly smell orange, and then you eat it, and it's pretty flavorful.
What's weird is there's a ton
Ew,
of spikes
that looks
on
so
there,
gross.
And it's almost like God telling you, "Don't eat this."
Right.
But people are eating it.
Yeah, like the glowing frogs. Like if those things bite you or whatever, you fucking die because it's glowing. You know it's bad.
Don't fuck with it. Yeah.
It glows in the dark.
Asian people are crazy.
Yeah, they don't. They don't believe in God.
They
so
don't
it's like there's a no trespassing sign. That
so they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
ignore.
Fuck God's creation. Anyway, we're gonna eat everything.
Back to my motherfucking question.
Oh, true.
Where has all this stuff led you guys to? Anything cool? Anything exciting? Like, or anything exciting coming up? Or are you guys just a bunch of bums?
Or led us to meeting you, which is really cool.
Hey, yeah, aww. Absolutely.
That was really cool.
Hug, kiss.
Yeah, hug.
Whoa.
No, not
so
real.
Gross.
It's just a fake one.
This really is on video. Not a lot of people watch it, but.
You grabbed my gyno and milk just shot out.
What were you talking about, girls eating milk and french fries?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What's that combination?
I don't know.
How did gyno make you think of girls?
He just said
milk.
Barb milked them.
Yeah, okay. Milk squirted out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I squirted. Gyno? You just said Mark has gyno? That's rude.
No, he said he had gyno.
That is absolutely
rude. I
got to
hold it in place now. Now you guys brought it up. Thanks.
Just dragging on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My nipples
are rude, Gio.
Hanging down by my belly button.
No, it's not.
I think one of the other coolest things is because of YouTube and like new media, we've been able to travel a lot. So during the spring, I do a lot of college shows. So I've been able to travel like all over the nation, and then we've done a couple international shows like Australia, Malaysia.
Oh yeah, what's the deal with that stuff? You went to like Boston and stuff, and did some stuff over there. What were you doing?
So we have like our live comedy set, and it's kind of like, have you guys ever watched Key and Peele or like Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
So he comes out on
stage. You're the Asian Dave Chappelle.
Kind of.
Hey, whoa! He's not saying that.
Oh.
Maybe a little lower, but
less drugs. Less drugs.
Yeah, so we go on stage and we do like some improv stand up stuff. Then we screen a couple of skits, and then we come back out and we screen a couple of skits.
How do I get involved? Sign me up.
There's a waiting list.
I'm in. Is there a tryout?
A like Saturday Night Live type thing, right?
Yeah,
so it's in front of a live audience kind of deal.
That's
just
awesome.
Like that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then every spring, that's when we get booked the most. So we do all these like college tours.
Well, not only that, I mean, they go out and it's super improv. So every show that you see, it's like a brand new experience every single time. And I think it's amazing because the chemistry him and Joe have is just like, when I go up on stage with them, I'm just like, dude, I'm going to step over to the side because you guys are like super couple up here and there's no way I can cut through the
energy.
Kind
of like you and Omar Asimov.
Yeah.
I don't really like that guy though. That's literally just for camera.
But what's really dope is they really connect with the youth and they say, hey, you know what, like, ultimately, the message is just pursue your passions. And that's like something that I'm always inspired by when I hear them talk on stage. I'm like, dude, this is beautiful. Like, I wish you guys came to my college and talked, because it's like someone that looks like me that's telling me that I, you know, I can make my
You do not
true.
Look like Asian Bart. I don't
know
get
what
it.
I mean.
I don't really get it.
That's our motto, teaching good things in a bad way. So, like, we're kind of like, our content is kind of like edgy, but then we always try to tie it up with a lesson at the end.
How many people are on stage? You said there's whatever.
Just two.
Mainly two, yeah. Mainly two. Sometimes, occasionally, I'll go up there, but I try not to because I have a few.
Do you guys just talk also, or is it mainly just skits?
We talk. It's like split 50-50. So if we have a 30-minute set, we'll like talk improv, stand up for like 15 minutes, and then 15 minutes of skits.
You ever come to UC Davis up here?
We haven't gotten back to Davis.
Tons of Asians.
A lot of Asians. Yeah.
Nobody at UC Davis cares about JK.
Oh. No, I'm sure they do. Not even joking, there's a lot of Asians.
Well, what is your like demographics across the country look like in terms of the different channels?
All Asians.
And what parts of the
there's
country?
Not a lot of Asians in the Midwest.
What is geography?
I think our biggest demographic is California, New York, and Texas.
Yeah.
And the other ones are just kind of like averaged out.
And then how about worldwide? You guys?
All the English-speaking countries, because comedy.
UK,
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, U.S., yeah. Australia.
Singapore,
let's
Malaysia.
Let's go to Australia. Let's do a super brigade tour to Australia.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Brisbane, Melbourne.
I like that sound of that super brigade.
When you go to the,
not bad, huh?
Yeah.
We'll talk.
When you go to the colleges and stuff, you guys are like inspiring these kids and talking that way as well as doing the skits?
Usually shattering their dreams first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll tell them, like, okay, so...
College is a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, welcome to
drop
they
out,
always say that.
Drop out now.
They always say that. Like, every college show they go to, they say,
go
when
to
I go to college, waste of time.
And I don't do anything that I learned in college. And one quote I just came across that I really liked, it's by Mark Twain, and he says, don't let school get in the way of your education.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Sweet. So now I'm going to start preaching that.
You and Mark Twain.
Goddamn. Yeah.
Well, it's cool that you're actually going out with a message instead of just doing comedy and just bringing in a paycheck and walking off campus. And
there's a lot of lost kids out there, so we're just trying to help them out.
Especially around that age. It's hard to kind of figure out what the hell you want to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then even after college is even worse.
For sure. Yeah. That was me. That was me growing up. I was like... My parents are super traditional. They're like, you're going to follow this path. You go to school, get your degree. You
work
know,
at Taco Bell?
Yeah. Mow some lawns and then get
fake
married.
Fake-ass Mexican. Taco Bell. God damn.
Yeah, and I thought that was the path, and I thought that was the only path, and I had no idea. And thanks to YouTube, it just like opened up my eyes that you can just be an entrepreneur and do what you want to do, and you know, if you hustle hard and you're consistent.
All started with cam shows. Look at you two
there
now.
You go.
Webcam.
Yeah. Changed my life.
Hashtag webcam.
Webcam and strap-ons.
Hopefully nobody remembers those webcam days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure a bunch of weird videos are going to pop up now. Like, I remember Bart's first video, and you're fucking doing something stupid in your dorm room. Yeah.
No, maybe not.
We lost control of our first video.
What was your guys' first video?
The first one was Till I Collapse. Yeah, I think it was a music video.
A music video?
Yeah, and what happened was...
when was this?
Forever. 2006.
Oh, wow.
2005?
Like early
2005, yeah. Actually, yeah. A little bit pre-YouTube. And we weren't actually the first people to put it on YouTube. It was on a site that I had at the time, and people could just download it. And somebody downloaded it and then it uploaded it to YouTube. And when we discovered it, it had 150,000 views.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yeah.
Is this
Yeah.
big Mark Bell or a Jack and Tan Mark Bell?
You're semi-famous.
In between.
In between.
280, 290?
On the way up.
275, probably.
Yeah.
I was in pretty good shape, though.
Yeah, I
went all over the place. Yeah. I've been all over the place.
That's really cool.
With my body weight and shit. But yeah, we were kind of, me and Jim here, we were kind of on the forefront of a lot of that. When I was with EliteFTS.com, we were putting up a lot of videos. I was putting up videos before YouTube. I was on Putfile.
Yeah.
Take that, bitches.
I got you.
Thank you.
Ding, 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 ding. Wrong song? Oh, all right.
Yeah. No, that was good. Yeah, you chimed in with your own language.
Yeah.
No.
What language was that, by the way?
There's a taco truck that will fly by with that song in a second.
Really?
Yes, we're trying to like film videos, and then this taco truck comes flying by.
Is it good? Have you tried it?
No, we haven't tried it. We could try it.
I'm down.
We could vlog it.
I love Mexican food.
Really?
What else are you guys into? You watch TV or anything?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. We love it.
Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. Are you caught up?
I missed the last episode.
Oh no, we can't talk about it.
Is that the finale or no?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the last one.
Oh my God.
We can't say anything.
I like Wayward Pines. You ever watch that shit?
It's crazy.
Wayward Pines is twisted. It's pretty cool.
Oh man.
Wayward Pines.
I've heard that it's good. I haven't watched it at all.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I have no idea where it's going. It's probably going somewhere bad, but it's pretty good so far.
Yeah.
I only watch Just Kidding Films and Game of Thrones.
That's a smart man.
That's all you need. All you need.
Food? Favorite food?
I only have a favorite food genre.
All right.
It's Italian sushi and pizza.
What
and
the
hamburgers.
Fuck?
Yep.
That doesn't count. He asked you your favorite food. You just named every good food on the planet.
That's not even
and
a
Mexican
genre.
One
that's like, yeah, it's like a bunch of different shit.
Yeah, pick one.
What about pizza sushi?
Oh,
like no. So you take. Hold on a second. Before you go and blow it off, I'm always full of good ideas. Listen,
pizza sushi sounds pretty bad.
Listen to me here for a second, okay?
Okay.
So you take like a roll, right? Like a dough, right?
And
you
have
dough.
Oh, you take some dough.
What kind of sushi is that?
Well,
pizza dough.
It's just
pizza dough.
The concept of a roll.
So a pizza dough.
Okay.
Yeah, like a little roll that has fucking. Pepperoni, cheese. It's
okay,
got, you know?
I like this. So,
there's no raw fish.
There could be. You can throw a little fish in there if you need to. Salmon.
I think there's a chain. I don't know. It's in Sacramento, a couple places, and it's called.
You
like
can throw a burrito
roll
in there if you want. Fuck it.
Like burrito roll or something.
Oh,
I don't know the
that.
Name. So, I thought it was going to be a burrito with sushi stuff in it. I was like, that sounds great, right? Like fried shrimp, rice, whatever. I go and it's just a big hand roll.
Yeah, I heard of that.
But it was whack. It was just
hand
a big hand roll.
I hate
that. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah,
but an actual. Sushi roll that looks like a burrito. Now we're fucking talking.
I don't like seaweed. What the fuck's that shit made of?
It's a big fucking
seaweed
roll.
Yeah,
no, fuck that. I need a tortilla.
I know, but it's indestructible. Like you can't do anything. You know.
Yeah, I need a tortilla roll, rice base. Then you start throwing some sriracha.
My stomach and my butthole have no idea what to do with
it. Some shrimp, some fried shrimp, maybe some fish. Bada boom, bada bing. Maybe even some teriyaki chicken.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah,
that
I like
sounds
that.
Delicious,
right?
Yeah, it does sound delicious.
Barbell Brigade burritos. Bada boom.
Super Brigade burritos.
Yeah.
Super big.
At Makuni, they have like chicken. They have chicken in one of them. It's so good.
In a roll,
in a,
Yeah, it's chicken,
Are we going there tonight?
That's
fried
not
chicken.
Even sushi anymore.
It's good. It's good.
It's amazing.
Are we going there tonight?
We should.
I'm in.
We should.
Sign me up.
I'm down for anything.
Makuni's local sushi.
Do people bring a lot of donuts to this gym?
No.
Oh, no.
Not very often.
So they used to. This gym used to be great, first of all. Everybody used to be 300 pounds. Yeah. Everybody used to be on shit. And everybody used to come in with donuts, McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's
and
Jr.
And eat it in front
we'll
of
bring
you.
Stuff
and
in.
Eat like, it like right before their training session. You know, they eat like Carl's
perfect.
Jr. Yeah.
And me and my girlfriend will try to bring stuff in, like leftovers like from a UFC fight. We'll watch a Marks or something.
So
and
you bring
no one
leftovers?
Eat it. Yeah, but like brownies, not like actual leftovers. Right. It's like a tub of brownies, and they'll stay here for a week.
Yeah,
no
one
eats
will
them.
Eat it, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Bunch don't of pussies.
We'll be falling.
We're just playing out the string now.
Yeah.
I only lift for the gram. That's why.
The gram.
Everyone's so
Instagram.
Self-conscious.
Instagram. Yeah.
That's the only thing I lift for. Yeah.
Everyone's
tubes
so self-conscious. Everyone's trying to get some abs.
Yeah.
So, fuck.
Abs are the new abs.
Abs are the new abs. I agree.
Yeah. People
abs
try to
are
say,
the new traps? Traps are the new abs.
Yeah, people try to say that, but I don't really get it. Like, abs are the new abs. If you have abs, you look like you've done something. Yeah.
Well, abs for girls.
Yeah,
are the new abs.
You can look like you've done heroin, for guys. Really. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm in.
Count me in.
Sushi.
Don't eat long
squats.
Enough.
Squats. What else we got this weekend? Vlogging.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Oh, saw the I'm new pool. Down with that.
Cannonball.
Oh, wait. He said he's not swimming in your pool because he says you take shits in your pool.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
then I'm not down with that.
No, I don't mind. We have a filter. Yeah, a filter, yeah.
I don't mind.
A poo filter.
I don't go in the pool and shit. I shit from the outside into the pool. Yeah. It's not like I'm – because that would be gross. If I was swimming and
cleaner.
I shit,
right,
that would be
right.
Disgusting.
Like a watering hole in the Savannah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
a, I'm on the deck and I shit into the water.
It's a giant bidet.
Yeah. And it swirls around the hot tub pretty good and then it gets kicked out in the filter.
I saw those lights. That looks like a fucking rave.
Yeah.
I'm only swimming at night.
Yeah, we got an outdoor kitchen and all kinds of shit.
That's awesome.
Damn.
We should have a barbecue.
Wait. That's what Bart was saying. He's like, I don't care about anything else this weekend. I just want to go to Mark's house.
We can
That's
barbecue.
All he said.
Go to my house and
cam show.
Eat.
Barbecue? Webcam?
We can spoon and maybe we can fork too.
I'm down.
Mark comes
or
back.
Knife.
Mark was on like a mini vacay in San Francisco, and all he comes back and tells me about is the Ben and Jerry's he ate all week.
Yeah. Well, every step I took, I got fatter and fatter. There was a Ben and Jerry's. There was a Ghirardelli chocolate.
Yeah,
a
little you
square.
Guys don't have
fucking
ben
mini donuts.
Yeah, we do. He's just fat.
Well, there
when
was. There, no, there's,
when he goes
there's
on
no,
vacation, he gets fat.
No, there's no Ben and Jerry's store here.
Oh, there
was
is.
In Davis.
No, there is.
Yeah.
There's
I didn't
one.
Even know there was
there's one by Arden. Yeah.
There was one in Davis, and I used to go there all the time. It was so good. Now they have fucking Pinkberry. Thanks a lot, Pinkberry.
Pinkberry's all right.
Pinkberry's
there's a
awesome.
Couple places we could take
Pinkberry
you.
Is good, but Ben and Jerry's is...
Yeah. There's this place called The Parlor. I was trying to describe it to Mark yesterday. So you get a donut, like a jelly...
Oh, I'm down.
All right, so a jelly... jelly
I'm in! I'm in!
I'm down.
Jelly donut with nothing in it. Just
I'm
a
down.
Glazed jelly donut.
I love it.
With nothing in it. Cut it open. Dump ice cream in it.
Yes.
Close it.
Yep.
Refry it.
Shut up.
What the fuck is that?
And you
that?
Can throw like ingredients. Remember Cold Stone?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're still around. So you can,
they
like,
are.
So
they
you
are.
Can like Cold Stone this bitch. They cut open a glazed donut, ice cream of your choice, homemade, fancy ice cream. Toppings like Cold Stone, close it, refry it.
What makes it fancy? They put like a bow on it?
No, like fancy flavors. Kind of like Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, fancy flavors.
How
oh,
often do you eat this?
I've only had it twice.
Yeah. Wow.
So what did you
sounds
have
like a, diabetes. Yeah.
What did you have
I
at Ghirardelli?
Like
yeah.
And then we have a fancy donut place I'll show you.
I just got
right
a,
now.
We just got a bunch of chocolate from there, but they have like sundaes and all kinds of shit. The we shake. Already we kept eating, so we just didn't have any more room.
The chocolate shake? There.
Oh, I just should have tried
it's,
it.
It's next level. Next
is
level.
It like dark chocolate or something?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And the actual good ice cream in San Francisco, though, is Byright.
Okay.
You got to go there. It's
yeah, there
the
was
best.
A lot of
there's
like
a line in the street all the time.
Yeah, there was a lot of homemade like ice cream places, but we didn't hit any of that up. I was just like, fuck it, let's just go to Ben. Because Ben and Jerry's was like right next to our hotel.
Right.
This donut place, I think I told you, Smelly, they'll take a jelly donut style. Throw it and then melt a Reese's Pieces cup inside it.
Oh, that sounds ridiculous.
Sounds awesome.
I think that's my new favorite genre of food.
Peanut butter cups.
Shout out Baker's Donuts.
I agree.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
Yeah. Pizza.
You
yeah.
just can't
yeah.
go wrong. There's
damn
you can
it.
Eat it hot,
should we have pizza
cold,
tonight?
Anything. I can't.
Dude, it's so good. The Chicago Fire is pretty fucking good.
I can't
Italian.
Either.
Hot Italian.
Can I smell
good.
It?
It's pretty good.
Sorry, Sarah.
We have some decent pizza up in here.
I know, Sarah. We're going to break our macros tonight.
We can eat healthy.
Sushi it is.
I always eat pretty good. I mean, every once in a while, I'll throw down some ice cream here.
Sushi
or some
can go
candy.
But it seems like you really want us to eat this pizza and these donuts, and we
these
don't
donuts
want to disappoint.
Are pretty good. I haven't had them in a while.
If you eat pizza with the Quest Bar, it's considered healthy now,
it
right?
It is.
The Quest Bar cancels out whatever
that
you just had because of the fiber content.
Because of fiber, yeah.
That's
it
what
just
I heard about.
It.
And the thermogenic effects of protein, the 20 grams of whey protein in there.
Fuck it. If we're on 20 gallons of Anavar, I think it's okay if we have a donut here and there.
Yeah, what's up with that shoulder vein? We forgot to address that.
She already mentioned her dose of 20 gallons.
Yeah, 20 gallons.
Yeah.
Every other day.
I've never seen that before.
That's where I get my 2
on a lady. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Bart?
He thinks it's sexy.
I think the Anavar is awesome.
I mean, just what is she turning into, though? I mean, are you concerned?
She's going to get a mustache? Sexy, no, into a sexy woman. Rawr.
I don't
know. Rawr.
Rawr.
I don't know about this. She looks too jacked. That vein popping out of the shoulder.
He likes it. No,
I think she's beautiful.
It. Thank you. Good answer.
No, he has to fucking say that.
Yeah. Smart guy. He has to. He has no choice.
He's in too deep now.
I got to wait till September, and then I can say whatever I want afterwards.
Yeah.
Shut up. You say whatever you want now.
True.
Yeah.
Can I marry you guys?
Actually, we have someone already marrying us.
Oh.
Sorry. But
yeah, it's our friend.
But if he dies, David. we'll
For sure,
what if he kicks the bucket? Then
I'm down
I'll
with
be
that.
In there.
Are you guys getting married in September? Is that a joke?
No, for real.
Yeah, we are. We haven't really announced it anywhere. So this is the first time we've
announced
it. Yeah,
that's amazing. Hawaii.
They're
marriage in Hawaii.
Because we're trying to.
I'll break the news. They're getting married because she's pregnant.
All right, there we go. Hey,
Mexican style. Yeah.
Junior Bart. Yeah, so we're going to Hawaii, eating sushi in a fucking hat dance. Is that the?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
With popping out babies. Congratulations, Bart. So proud of you.
The baby's gonna come out and like hit the gong.
Junior Brigade.
Yeah.
Aw, Junior Brigade.
Jacked baby. Jacked and tan. Coming out all ripped.
Baby's
shredded.
Baby's going to miss the pinata and hit the gong.
What is he, Majin?
Majin.
Moriental?
Moriental.
I like that better.
Yeah, me too.
Mexican? No.
Everything ends up being Mexican, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have a black guy.
It's just going to be Filipino.
Wait, what's your math on this?
Yeah, you're going black guy.
black guy, white girl. Turns out to be Mexican.
Oh, kind of.
It's just pretty much.
You're a racist.
It's a Filipino baby.
Where can people find you guys? It's time to go squat.
Mexican.com?
Mexican.com.
Or barbellbrigade.com. Or YouTube.
.com/JustKiddingFilms. Or Bart Kwan.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Slash Bart Kwan. Or slash Geo.
What do you guys have coming up? Anything?
/Geo, French ass name.
I'm sure you have a lot coming up. But anything cool? Anything fun?
We have a couple new shirt designs that we're coming out with that we actually brought up for you guys.
Oh, sick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We don't even have
them. We don't even have them yet.
Doesn't that suck? You can't get your own shit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all right. I mean, you guys are.
Silent Mike's like that all the time. He never has any of the new stuff. He gets killed.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I send new shit out to everybody and I don't get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
Whatever.
I feel you.
I don't care.
It's all right.
I'm too cool, man.
Yeah.
I'll wear fucking anything.
Any other obligations coming up? Any events or anything?
Yeah,
like
live
that?
Events you want to sell?
No live events, really.
Just the YouTubes?
Chilling. Just chilling. YouTube.
Lifting a little bit.
I guess our
just
next building. Really big thing is we're moving offices for Just Kidding Films. So now we're trying to get a bigger place that will have sets and stuff. So trying to really up the production and make it look like TV ready. Cool. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, where are you moving to? You have any idea yet? I'm not sure.
No idea. You've just been searching.
Still Sacramento's got some space.
Oh, it sounds about close.
Have you guys used the YouTube space down there?
Have we used it?
No, it's actually a pretty tedious process, and there's like this crazy waiting list. So we're
that's
like,
what I've
kind of
heard.
It.
Yeah,
our friends have used it, and we've been on their sets before.
No. Yeah, it's super legitimate and it's super helpful. But I mean, the way
how
we
would you
pump
guys
out
like
content.
To have Stone Cold Steve Austin on one of your things?
That'd be awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah,
I can set that up. I think.
Yeah,
he'd
let's
be down.
Do that.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. No, I think he would be down for it. He loves doing shit like that. And you guys have a big enough following, and you're. Professional enough that he would be down
yeah,
for that.
What's the other comedy? It was actually started awesome. In Davis. Mosh?
Smosh. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Stone Cold did some with them.
Oh,
do you know those guys?
That's
I don't know. But so they're on a completely different
oh, really?
Level,
their
yeah.
hometown is Mark's, where Mark lives. Oh, it's cool. A tiny Davis. Little city.
They're super huge.
In New York?
No,
oh,
here.
Oh,
they're based.
Yeah. 15 minutes that way, where Mark's house is now.
Yeah, they did something with The Rock, too.
Dude, that was the funniest thing.
Yeah, that was great.
I didn't actually think they were that funny. Like I used to coach.
That skit with The Rock was great.
I used to coach high school basketball, and these kids are. This is maybe 5 years ago. The kids are like, "Oh, Smosh is so funny!" Like I met them. They're in Davis. So I was like, "Dude, I don't know." So I googled it, and I was into YouTube a little bit then. I was like, "These guys aren't funny at all." And then I watched one with The Rock, and they're just. Have you seen it?
No.
They're just interviewing The Rock, and I think The Rock thinks it's a real interview just for whatever movie was coming out at the time. And the guy's just like.
The Rock's going along with it the whole time.
Yeah,
he
the
was
Rock's,
hilarious.
Yeah, after the first joke, The Rock gets it and is going nuts. He's just like, you smell that? You smell that?
Yeah.
I was just dying.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's great.
All right, guys. Well, it was great having you on the show. You got anything else to plug or say? Or
no, thank you for having us.
Yeah, butt plug
absolutely.
Away.
butt plug away. I got that.
All right, they got some new shirts coming out. Look for it on barbellbrigade.com. And multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell.
Ayo.
Sorry. Wah, 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 wah.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm at Silent Mike with 2 Ks, and I'll talk to you guys later.
I'm Jimmy D, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram, at Mark Bell's Powercast, Facebook.com/SupertrainingJim, Twitter at SGJimSack, and we are out.
Thank you, Mr. Bakwan.
Dang, that was nice.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for BSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.